Blog Talk Radio.
Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J. King Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me are my co-host, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis.
What's up? Good morning, everyone. It's cold as hell up here. Happy New Year.
Robert Redwine.
Good morning, America. Hello, global internet world. Oh, yeah, babe.
And ladies and gentlemen, coming to the microphone is an icon.
Oh, yeah.
A legend.
Rolling on 18 wheels.
Yeah.
And a radio show host who needs a freak. He's a pimp, player, and hustler when it comes to getting his Donetto.
Oh, Johnny Davis wrote it down. That's good, buddy. That's good, Daddy.
He's the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies, and he's the Daddy Mac of all Daddy Macs.
Man, I didn't get my check yet, Robert Redwine. What you holding out for me, Daddy? Come on now.
Come on, Daddy.
Kick in.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about none other than our general manager.
Put some cheese on it.
Our program director.
Supersize it, will you?
Our chief MF.
Hey, do fries go with that shake? Shake them fries.
Our head honcho.
Some satisfied.
Our Big Willie.
You so silly.
Our Sambo.
Hey, I called in on the J. Rock yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our... Hey, I called into the J. Rock show yesterday. Sambo, Mr. Lynn Tolliver Jr.
Oh. Hey, so they ended the shutdown, and the media and the politicians act like they've done something, making a big deal out of it. Here's what's crazy about the shutdown. You've seen situations where a person commits a crime, then solves the crime as if he did something. The politicians are why the country is in serious debt. The politicians are the reason why the government was shut down. So they have fixed the problem they created? How is that a big deal? You intentionally cut yourself, then you put a Band-Aid on the cut you did.
That's why Barack Obama is the only one that should be doing this.
That's the way my balls hang. Ding-a-ling my dang-a-ling.
Yeah.
That's the way my balls hang.
That's the way my balls hang.
That's the way my balls hang.
Jingling my dangling.
That's the way my balls hang.
That's the way my balls hang.
So you say negotiate. Since you pubs are full of hate.
What will those hoony do?
I ain't gonna fuck with you.
Why we play this silly game?
Both of us are part to blame.
Each of you just a clown.
Gonna have to shut you down.
That's the way my balls hang.
Ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
That's the way my balls hang.
That's the way my balls sway.
That's the way my balls hang.
Ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
Come on. That's the way my balls sway.
That's the way my balls sway.
You can New Jack swing on my nuts.
Yeah.
You can New Jack swing on my nuts.
See, you guys hurt the poor.
That won't happen anymore.
Politics is just a sham.
Most people don't give a damn.
You guys think that we are weak.
Lying to us when you speak.
Not this time, says Fursio.
Watch you talking, check your flow.
That's the way my balls hang.
Ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
That's the way my balls hang.
That's the way my balls swing.
Jingle,
jingle,
jingle.
That's the way my balls swing.
That's the way my balls swing.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
That's the way my balls swing.
That's the way my balls swing. That's the way my balls swing.
You could be jet swing.
Jingle, my dangle.
That's the way my balls swing.
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 Jingle, my dangle.
That's the way my balls swing.
That's the way my balls swing.
I don't ever see no man.
Obama finally grew a pair. He grew a pair of Durango fits, and he said, I'm not budging. I love him. Right now, I love Barack Obama. Right now, Barack Obama did something presidential for the first time in the history of his presidency. He stood up to the GOP, to the Tea Party, to the conservatives, instead of trying to be a nice boy and trying to play nice with everybody. That's what happened, Lynn. When he had Congress and the Senate in his hands, in his first term, Lynn, there was so much he could have done, but he was so busy trying to reach across the aisle. He was the frog and the scorpion. He knows that the GOP, those conservatives, those rednecks, those Tea Partiers, he knows that they're scorpions to his frog. He going to give them a ride anyway. Tow his ass up. But this time, Lynn, John Boehner came out there with his boner out. He's a softy now. He going to need some. He gonna need more than Viagra now. He got to take Cialis, Viagra, Humanji, what's the stuff that they drink, the little thing they put in their mouth, the Jamaicans, what's that called, Robert? They put the little stick in their mouth that they chew on. He got to take it all to get it hard now, because Barack then sucked all the sap out of it. He didn't make a... Lynn, they didn't get anything any different today than they did, than they would have got 16 days ago, with the exception of this. Yeah. One of the senators who died, his wife gets paid for a year.
Okay.
And a couple of other little silly things. Just robbing and stealing and pillaging from the people. But Barack Obama let them nuts hang. As a matter of fact, you guys, Barack said you can New Jack Swing on these nuts.
He
just passed away my... Did you say dangle on his dangling?
I said tingling my dingling.
Tingling my... They was tingling his dingling. And you know what happens when the dingling get tingled, don't you? It starts spitting all over the place. Huh?
You know that's Chuck Berry. You know that's Chuck Berry at the end. He says, my dingling.
Yeah, I heard you. But you know what happened right when a ding-a-ling starts singling, he said it started spitting all over the place. So it spit all in Boehner's face. And Cruz is the idiot. See, this might have really hurt Cruz's chance for being reelected, because he did that whole filibuster thing, and then he got out here, and, you know, they thought that they was going to make that ride through and through.
They lost some credibility, too, with some people.
Lots.
Yep.
Because Barack did something that he should have done a long time ago.
That's right. Stand his ground. You know, John McCain said, Ronald Reagan said, hey, one thing you should never do is talk about each other, Republicans. They talked about each other. They fell apart on this one. They fell apart. That credibility.
Well, John Boehner, you're going to have a boner in you for the next few months. They're not going to let this die. The press coming after them. Let's get to some news. Robert?
Yes, King James.
Don't get too much cosmetic surgery.
J. King's News Reel.
Miami DJ Betty Pino dies from cosmetic surgery. Unfortunately, the pressure for women to look young and hot has reached a boiling point. A 65-year-old Spanish-language DJ in Miami, Betty Pino, died of sepsis. She had many plastic surgeries and opted to do what doctors considered illegal silicone injections into her buttocks to give it a full look. Doctors often refuse to remove these types of injections because of the complications they can cause. The silicone can harden, causing chronic inflammation, infections, or even oozing through the skin as the silicone mixes with the body tissues, which is what happened to Pino. She finally found a doctor to remove the silicone, but she got ill and had to return to the hospital. She ended up in a coma shortly thereafter, and doctors had to remove her hands and feet as her health continued to decline. She died the next day.
Damn.
Sepsis is definition. Sepsis is a potentially life-threatening complication of an infection. Sepsis occurs when chemicals released into the bloodstream to fight the infection trigger inflammation throughout the body. This inflammation can trigger a cascade of changes that can change multiple organ systems, causing them to fail. If sepsis progresses to septic shock, the blood pressure drops dramatically, which may lead to death. Now, they want to blame that on our industry. You know, I don't. That's not the industry. That's somebody's. That's somebody. You know, she wanted her booty to be bigger.
Why's that?
Hey man, you know she. Cause you know once you get into the game of it all, Lynn, you know she wanted to look good for herself. You know, you 65. I don't know if you know this or not, but gravity is sitting in.
But King J, beauty is power.
Robert, when you're 65, the 80-year-old dude that's looking at you is going to think you're beautiful anyway. He got cataracts. He can't even see. What's going to be beautiful? You're changing his bedpan for him. You're feeding him. You're beautiful to him. You don't have to have a big booty unless you're trying to go after them 2-year-olds. You know.
Maybe a 65-year-old guy can't perform, and the 2-year-olds can.
Hey, and lesbians don't have a PP.
You notice how we were real quiet right there, Lynn? Did you notice that moment? That was
right.
Just Robert. That moment was for you, Robert.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you know they're saying that the Kris Jenner, what's Jenner's name? The Kris Jenner, Bruce Jenner marriage might not be valid.
Well, what does that mean?
It might not, you know, so that, you know, the splitting of the profits and stuff like that, it might not be valid because lesbian marriages weren't recognized in California at the time that they got married.
So, King J, do you think that Bruce Jenner...
Wendy Williams.
What'd you say?
Do you think Bruce Jenner is trying to be a transgender? Because they said, you know, that he has more dresses in his closet than Kris Jenner. Is that true?
I do know this, Robert. You wear T-shirts and panties every day because you told us. Bruce Jenner hasn't come on to tell us, so I don't know if it's true or not. But I do know
that. I haven't had a fire marshal bill facelift with it, though.
No, you haven't had the fire marshal bill facelift. But then again, Robert, we don't know. We haven't seen you. You have, you know what, Lynn, now that I think about it, that might be why Robert was gone for the time he was gone. Maybe he was getting a fire marshal bill facelift. Maybe you're telling on yourself.
Wow.
What kind of facelift?
If you didn't have the fire marshal bill facelift, what kind of facelift did you have?
Honey, beauty is power.
Come on, Daddy. Come on out.
Come on out,
we'll
Daddy. Did you have the honey boo boo facelift?
Ciao.
All right, you guys. Let's get to this.
Jay King's News Reel.
DJ Quick offers top dollar cash reward for stolen MPC drum machine. DJ Quick is in an intense search for one of his most prized possessions in his prolific production arsenal, his MPC 3000. Quick announced on his personal Twitter account that his MPC 3000 had been stolen last Friday, October the 11th. Quick informed his 140,000-plus followers on Twitter that he is willing to compensate the person who recovers his limited edition MPC-3 in undamaged conditions rather well. Reward, Akai Lin, MPC-3000, limited edition, number 476 of 100, customized by Bruce Fortplum, color black and lacquer trim, mad science, stolen, will pay top dollar in undamaged condition. Stolen from 4630 Wolf Way, Woodland Hills, California, 91326. That's in my area. Bruce Forad is a legendary producer and co-founder of Forad Electronics in California. Bruce Forad was instrumental in the Forad F-16, one of the first digital samplers tailored towards drum machines with MIDI capabilities, according to Forad Electronics' website. DJ Quick has spoken highly of the MPC drum machine brand in the past and called the MPC 3000 one of the best drum machines ever made. And it is very true that that's probably, you know, of all the drum machines that I used, the MPC was the most musical. It could do more. I love the MPC. And if
you
I was still using...
Can't get one?
Huh? Huh?
You can't get another one?
No, not like this. They don't even make them no more.
Wow.
Man, poor DJ Quick. King J, remember I called you with DJ Quick?
Yeah. Yes, Robert.
Oh, don't you give him back his player, Robert?
No, DJ Quick is in the motherfucking house.
Now, Verinda, did you want to talk, Verinda? Oh, is your no, Verinda? She's in a queue on accident.
Fucking
call. Telling people in the queue. Yeah. So DJ Quick's drum machine, Robert. If you know who stole his drum machine, get it back to him.
No, I mean that's sad because I think DJ Quick is one of the most underrated, most prolific hip hop producers on the West Coast. In the history.
No, he's one of the, he's one of the most.
In the country. In the country.
And he's, you're talking about in period.
In hip-hop,
he's one of
period.
The, not in hip-hop, period.
He's filthy. He worked with Tony.
Not just in hip-hop, Robert.
That's right, he worked
DJ
with Tony.
Quick,
Tony right.
DJ Quick is Mozart today.
Oh.
He really is. He's that brilliant when it comes to music and understand and theory and everything. He really is brilliant. DJ Quick is one of the few DJs, I mean one of the few producers that could have produced records in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, to 3000s, and he would be relevant. He would actually offer something where a lot of producers get stuck in the era that they were in. DJ Quick is one who would make the transition. Of
King
all J. Yes.
Remember when he did that song for Tony, Let's Get Down, and he incorporated a little bit of Nirvana in that song? I mean, this is just brilliance, man.
Robert, we just said that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The pulse is stopped.
J. King's News Reel.
Wife filed a rape charge against. Okay, you guys remember? You guys remember the pastor that was killed in a, you know, at the church.
Yeah.
The wife filed a rape charge against the pastor Ronald Harris Sr. only after her husband found text messages.
Right.
A member of the congregation has confirmed that the shooting at the Tabernacle Praise Worship Center, that's already tell you, we're going to have a meeting today at the Tabernacle Praise Worship Center Church.
We're black?
Immediately following services, we're going to ask that everybody have $20 minimum in their pocket, as this is for the building fund. If you attend the meeting, please have $20 minimum, your EBT card, if it can, we can also take it from your EBT card. It's going to cover food. A member of the congregation has confirmed that the shooting at the Tabernacle of Praise Worship Center was more than likely because the late pastor, Ronald Harris Sr., appeared to have been involved with the shooter's wife. Church members who asked not to be named are confirming reports that the pastor not only had an ongoing affair with Woodrow Carey's wife, but possibly his daughter as well.
Which
is what led to the shooting. As more women have come out to make allegations that they have slept with the shooting victim, another member has said that the now deceased pastor had many affairs throughout the congregation. Could you come in the back room, please, sister? I'd like to talk to you. Oh, what's that? That's the rod of God. If you just let me insert it into your cavity, I will fill you with the Holy Spirit and holy milk. These guys, you guys know that these guys are disgusting. A church member, he was sleeping with multiple women at the church parsonage, but he slept with the deacon's wife at the Woodrow's house. This has been going on for a while, so it was only a matter of time before it came out. I just didn't think it would come out like this. PimpPreacher.com. I'm not making this up. PimpPreacher.com is trying to confirm that the daughter of Woodrow is in fact pregnant for the late Pastor Harris, or another woman is pregnant. So if you guys want to find out about this story, go to PimpPreacher.com. They'll keep you up with it.
PimpPreacher.com.
Calcasieu Parish Sheriff Tony Mancuso said during a press conference that the wife of a man accused of shooting Pastor Ronald J. Harris filed a rape complaint against Harris on Wednesday, 2 days before he was gunned down at the Tabernacle of Praise Church. Mancuso said authorities will subpoena warrants to check phone records between Carey's wife and Harris because, you know, she might have been pressured into filing a rape report to get her, you know, so her husband can get off, and he probably said, you better file a rape report. But here's the way the news went there. Okay.
Mopalusa Street. At the time, we get the call. We get a call to our dispatch from a Woodrow Carey that he has just shot the pastor of this particular church, and tells us his location, where he is, and that we can come get him. He wanted to surrender himself. So we do that, and of course now we're investigating the murder of Pastor Ronald J. Harris. We do have the suspect, Woodrow Carey, in jail at this time on $1 million bond. There's a lot of speculation as to you know, what took place and the motive in this particular case. And I'm going to tell you at this time we're going to proceed with great caution because we are in the middle of this investigation. But I'll try to give you an understanding of allegations, okay? And congregations, but we're getting so many calls from not just local media, but some of the national media about the nature of this particular shooting. Also got a call from the FBI this morning. It was not either racially motivated and or motivation. So I think there is a lot of speculation here, and I guess I need to clear that up. But again, I want to proceed with caution that this is allegations, and you know it's early in our investigation. This is a shooting that took place in front of some 60-something people. So I, you know, all these people, and this is going to take time, not just a couple days, several weeks, in order to hopefully get to the truth and to the bottom of this. The facts are, as we know it, as we picked up Mr. Carey, he stated that he had received some inappropriate messages from his wife to the pastor. Again, I caution because we have the phone, but we have to get a search warrant before we can download and do everything that we need to do. So, again, these things take time, okay? I want to caution you, we have not corroborated those allegations at this point. That's a week before the actual shooting, or close to a week. Then, evidently, and again, we have not, he confronts his wife. She files a rape charge on Pastor Harris Wednesday the 25th. Again, you know, we have not have an opportunity to interview Pastor Harris, and we'll never get an opportunity to do that. You know, the whole thing revolves around some type of either consensual relationship, sexual relationship. Let me back up. The allegations are that some type of consensual sexual relationship or a non-consensual sexual relationship took place between Mr. Carey's wife and Pastor Harris. So that's where we are in this investigation. And again, you know, I plead with the media to let us do our job and try to get to the bottom of this. You know, again, you have so many rumors and speculation going out there that it sometimes clouds the water for us to do our investigation. So, you know, we really need the cooperation of witnesses and I'm sure we're gonna get responses from both sides saying that, you know, they're both great people, and it's my understanding that Pastor Harris and Mr. Carey were great friends at some point. So, you know, this makes it very difficult for us to get to the bottom of this if, in fact, people don't come forth and tell us the truth. So, you know, we're in that process. It's going to take a long time, but that's where we are in this investigation. Obviously, we've made an arrest, and there are no other suspects. So at this time, we just need to finish up and follow up on all these allegations and rumors about what could have transpired here.
What the fact that this consensual or not consensual sexual relationship, how does that play into how, I guess, the charges will transpire later? I guess just,
well,
degree murder charge that came, does whatever transpired in the narrative that comes out of your investigation, how does that affect how the charges will run?
I don't know at this point that it is going to affect that. You know, could it be dropped down to a lesser charge? I think at this time, the charges against Mr. Carey are appropriate based on the information that we do have. Okay, that'll solely be up to the district attorney's office when we complete our report, which I really don't see being done for a month or so. And I really believe that. I don't think that this type of investigation is going to be anything quick. So I think it's going to just take us some time to sort through all this and see where we're at. And then once we file charges with the district attorney's office, they're certainly probably going to grand jury it, and if a lesser charge, I don't know that the evidence will support that, but you know that's certainly always a possibility anytime we charge somebody with something.
You kind of touched on it there, but just talk about the difficulty with something like this when you have obviously a victim who's deceased, but then you have so many witnesses whose stories you have to corroborate, or it kind of gets into these stories that people are saying. I mean, just what's the difficulty for your detective?
Well, just you know when you start hearing all the rumors, of course you got to follow up on that. We don't know if they're rumors or factual. You know, we know that we have certain information that at least that's why we're looking into it the way we're looking into it. So we can substantiate that type of information. But to say that we've locked in and said we know that this is exactly what happened and this was the motive, I don't think we're quite there yet. So it does make it very difficult.
Patch is dead. Doo-doo-doo. A-doo-doo-doo. A-boo-doo-doo. But I say it. Pastor gone. Pastor digging
you're
off in the wife
cruel.
And the daughter.
You're cruel, Jay.
No, I'm cruel. The pastor, he digging off in wife and daughter of his friend.
Of his best friend. That's just like that
pastor
girl.
Pastor said, do-do-do. Do-do-do. He creeped in the house. Daddy shot him in the back. Now, he got shot in the church in front of people. Now, everybody know that he digging off in, that the pastor digging off in the wife, but they all been getting dug off in. So when people tell me, Lynn, when I hear people that go to church say, you know, that ain't what you come there for, you know, you're supposed to get the message, and you know, and he's just a man. But these are things that have been fed to the church by the preachers. And see, they fed this to their congregation. You know, y'all can't put me on no pedestal. I'm just a man. God is the only perfect thing that ever walked on this earth in the form of Jesus Christ. So when y'all put me on this pedestal, I'm here just to deliver the message. That's him. That's him making his way. That's him, you know, softening the blow for you, so when something like this happens, people say he's just a man. No, he's not. He's, you know what? He's a teacher. He's a leadership. He's direction. He's foundation. And so when you got people, they call babes, you know, babes in the church. A babe in the church means somebody that's new, somebody that don't know the way, that is looking for somebody to lead them the way. The right way. And so the minister becomes that somebody. And when the minister is a liar, a manipulator, and he does this in the name of Jesus, when the minister can use his power to seduce, you can't say, when, you know, people in the church say, you know, that's their fault for follow-up. No, it's not. It's not. You can't blame that on the people, especially on the people that are, you know, that are new, that need help, that are looking for direction. The little sapsucker got what he deserved. In my eyes, I'm sorry. I can't feel sorry for him. You sleeping with somebody else's wife.
You tell him, Daddy.
Preacher's dead. You know, but now let's watch it on the other side.
J. King's News Reel.
Claudia Jordan wrecks Tom Joyner's foundation.
Wow.
Tom Joyner seems to have paid dearly for delving into the likes of Claudia Jordan. That's because the radio personality's wife of 12 years, Donna Richardson, has filed for divorce. And if you guessed Joyner was getting it in on the side with Claudia, you're so right. Don't believe me? Ask Claudia's ex-husband, Datari Turner. We're told Claudia and Tom met a few years back during her Dubai running days with the late Kathy White, who was a Jay-Z jump-off. That fast cash from turning tricks abroad seems to have went just as fast, leading Claudia's home to recently hit foreclosure. That's when Claudia reportedly headed back in Tom's direction. The pair were confirmed connected after they joined forces for Tom's charity. Don't believe me? Ask Roland Martin. Here's what Claudia Jordan had to say about raising funds for Tom Joyner's foundation. I love what you're doing, Mr. Joyner. Without education, we don't have a chance. Thanks for all you do, Tom Joyner. Did Claudia Jordan recently rip off $20,000 from Tom Joyner's foundation? Of course. Don't believe me? Ask Claudia's whoring partner and drinking buddy, Sulian Medeiros. So Tom Joyner got a divorce. You guys know, Tom kept this real secret. You know that, don't you?
Old school.
Yeah, the reason why, I met Claudia Jordan.
What you think?
She's right. She got some ugly feet. She got one toe. I think it's her. No, you got the big toe. And then you got the toe right next to the big toe.
Right.
She had these shoes on, and that toe was coming out. Because she had an open toe. Yeah, you have on the open toe shoes.
And you remember in detail?
Well, I mean, it looked like her toe was pointing at me.
Everywhere you went,
me a finger.
Everywhere you went, it was pointing at you, huh?
Well, Tom Joyner must have been looking at her camel toe.
Robert got a good one in.
You got an A triple plus on that one.
I'm waking up.
Looking at her camel toe. Okay, you guys know that I'm reading from the Jackson, excerpts from Stacey Brown's book about the Jacksons, right?
Y'all want me to read a little more today? Oh yeah.
What was that tone?
That was a little warning I got on my computer. Did you guys want me to read more from this Stacey Brown's book?
Oh yeah, babe.
Okay. Lynn, are you good with that? Robert, because you don't really count. If Lynn say yeah, then it's good. But when you say babe, it's like
when I said to you guys
want to hear more, I was really talking to Lynn.
Well, because he says so daddy.
Because Lynn speaks for you guys.
He said, oh, yeah, daddy.
Come on with it, daddy.
Okay, so this is from the book. After a chance meeting as a young fan, and this is for you guys who weren't here yesterday. After a chance meeting as a young fan, Stacey Brown became friends with Jermaine Jackson and later the rest of the Jackson family, including Michael. He helped write some of their memoirs, traveled on their tours, and even gave them loans, never to be repaid. Never to be repaid is in parentheses. Here for the first time, Stacey explains what it was like to be friends with America's strangest family. Randy Jackson, the second youngest of the storied musical dynasty, likes to call his family the Black Kennedys. Maybe, but they certainly weren't as smart with their finances as the Kennedys. Even before this month, when the family, and this is how early this is right now, this is in real time, guys. Even before this month, when the family lost a $40 billion lawsuit against AEG, which everybody who listens to our show knows that I said would happen, even though a lot of people said it wouldn't, because I know what I'm talking about, over the death of Michael Jackson, they struggled with debt, especially when the family's richest members, Michael and Janet, decided to cut off their seven other siblings and parents out of whim or spite. A particularly low point came in 2003. No money was coming in. Okay, what happened? Bring me my screen back.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when you said, what was that noise, Lynn?
Yeah.
And I pressed that button?
Yeah.
Yeah, something was going on that was trying to knock my thing down.
Oh.
Now my thing back up though. Now my thing back up. Okay, so let me get back to it. Now my thing's back up. Oh, hold it. My thing was back up just a bit. Oh, here it is. I like saying now my thing. Okay. Let me see. A particular low point came in 2003. No money was coming in. Few of them had actual jobs. And Janet gave but one gift to her siblings. Free meal cards to Baja Fresh, a fast food chain with which she had an endorsement deal. I visited Reby, the oldest of the Jackson kids in Vegas, to work on a book. It was Baja Fresh for breakfast, Baja Fresh for lunch, and Baja Fresh for dinner. From there, I drove to Havenhurst. Baja, 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 Baja.
The rapping king.
From there, I drove to Havenhurst, the family's estate in Encino, California, to meet Catherine, the matriarch, and Jermaine. And for 2.5 weeks, it was Baja Fresh. Finally, for the sake of my stomach, I offered to take Catherine to Trader Joe's. She loaded the cart with groceries, and I ended up with a bill of $700. There was no thank you. The money was never repaid.
Wow.
Whatever courtesies are shown to them are met with the air of, you did what you ought to. We are the Jacksons.
Wow.
As a friend, ghostwriter, and confidant of the Jackson family for nearly 25 years, people ask, how could I put up with such behavior? It wasn't easy, but there was something seductive about the craziness. I first met Patriarch Joseph and his sons Jermaine, Jackie, and Tito in 1984. The brothers had just played the Victory Tour at Giant Stadium. I was 16 and went to the show with my girlfriend, Amina, who was in love with Michael. After the show, we traveled to the Hemsley Palace Hotel, and amazingly, we got to speak to the Jacksons in the lobby. Amina gushed and handed them a letter for her idol. A couple of years later, I was visiting a friend in a hospital in Canoga Park, California. Randomly, I ran into Jermaine. I know you, he said. To my shock, he remembered that night in New York in detail. We spoke for a long time and exchanged numbers. 2 weeks later, he called me and invited me to Havenhurst, the 7-bedroom mansion Michael paid for. It's full of family memorabilia, and a guest house is filled with dolls and stuffed animals. I later became a journalist, and because of the friendship, I was enlisted as a writer on 2 books, Reby Jackson, The First Jackson, and Legacy, Surviving the Best and Worst, the latter with Jermaine. But for every little kindness, like Jermaine remembering me as a fan in the crowd, there was plenty of selfishness and bizarre behavior. The Jacksons have been described as dysfunctional, but that's an understatement. They loathe each other, particularly Michael, for whom they felt varying degrees of jealousy and disgust. The King of Pop rarely wanted anything to do with him, which only increased the psychosis. They're not the Kennedys, Catherine's longtime assistant Janet Smith said to me once. They are more like the Corleone family.
Corleone.
And Michael Jackson is Michael Corleone.
Don Corleone.
I'm off with his head. Now. Bring that motherfucker in here now. I want to talk to him. Oh, you think you could play with me? Me? Do you know how much power I have? Do you know who I am? Do you know what my voice was? Do you know that at the tone of my voice I could have you killed, you son of a bitch? I might respect it. To his parents, Joseph and Catherine, however, Michael could do no wrong. One day after the brothers were complaining about Michael not including them in his plans, Joseph exploded. Y'all are lazy. He did all the work. And he figured out that if he was going to do all the work, why bother with your lazy asses? Catherine would defend Michael constantly to a point. Watching a news report that showed Michael boarding an airplane with a young boy, Catherine murmured, always got to have those little white boys around. Why doesn't he ever have little black boys with him? I said,
wow.
Well, there was a time he had Emmanuel Lewis, who played Wester. That was just for show for the cameras, Catherine said. Those boys are all flies around. That he hangs out with ain't nothing but little Jews. The question I desperately wanted to ask, but did not, was, well, would you rather him molest little black boys? The dysfunction culminated in 2002. Michael had played a 30-year anniversary celebration the year before. He paid Marlon Brando $1 million to appear. He paid his brothers $1,100 each.
That's cold.
Then he canceled a promised tour with the entire Jackson family. Randy figured the family needed therapy. Janet paid for it. And once a week, the whole clan would pile into the SUVs for secret trips to Malibu. Rebe began talking about the abuse she allegedly suffered as a child in Gary, Indiana, at the hands of Joseph, and which Mother witnessed. Mother would simply say, Joe, leave her alone tonight, Rebe said.
That's what LaToya said, too, though, King Jay.
Jackie, the oldest, yelled at her for bringing up things in the past that just pull us apart. We're in therapy, Rebe cried. They all complained about Michael until finally the therapist said it was best if they didn't even think about him. Michael is not in your family in his mind, the therapist told them during those clandestine sessions. Elizabeth Taylor is his mom, and you guys should move on. That sent Catherine over the edge. She already hated Taylor, who visits to Neverland Ranch. Catherine would decide where she'd have her lunch or dinner, depending upon whether or not Liz had ever used the spot. I'm not sitting where she sat, Catherine would say. She's stolen my son away. Joseph felt the same way about Motown boss Berry Gordy, who signed the singing children to the label in the 1960s. Michael better realize it's my blood running through his veins. Mine and nobody else's. I'm his father. Katie is his mother. The therapy session ended. No one really felt better. During this period, Jermaine was trying desperately to get on Michael's good side. The brothers tried to trick Michael into attending therapy by saying there was going to be a family day. Jermaine tempted him off that it was a ruse. Every single time a scandal involving Jacko broke, there we were, Jermaine and I, hot-footing it to The View or some other talk show. When Michael dangled his newly acquired nine-month-old son, Blanket, off a hotel balcony in November 2002, Jermaine went to old reliable Larry King to defend Michael's actions. Nobody complains about crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, who has small kids around those dangerous animals, Jermaine said. Following the appearance, Michael's assistant called. Michael wants to speak to Jermaine. Jermaine, don't do any more television. Tell the family no more. I have this huge, huge television special coming out in February that is going to shock the world and change everything. Ironically, the huge television special turned out to be the horrifying Martin Bashir documentary, Living with Michael Jackson, which ultimately led to the molestation charges. I remember watching it with great anticipation with Jermaine, Joseph, and Catherine, and the looks on their faces were priceless. While Michael pointed out that he'd rather climb a tree than have sex, Joseph let out a very disapproving groan. When the young accuser leaned against Michael, the warm feelings in the room quickly turned to ice. They knew what was coming. And they certainly weren't surprised by it. Way back in 1993, when the first public allegations of child molestation surfaced against Michael, Sister LaToya accused the rest of the family of being silent collaborators. She said that Catherine had written letters to Michael in which she called him a damn faggot.
That's awful. The mom,
and knew about payoffs for as much as $1 million made out to the parents of one of Michael's victims. Catherine and several of her children held a press conference outside of Haverhurst to denounce LaToya. "She's trying to sell her brother down the river," Catherine said. A decade later, Jermaine and I were hanging out at Haverhurst in the courtyard near the swimming pool. Catherine emerged from inside the house. "Jermaine, they got all of our things," she said. The family had lost a civil judgment over a failed concert tour, and creditors took a storage locker full of memorabilia, including old records. "They got the letters, too, and those canceled checks," Catherine said. Normally, I don't ask questions, but I had to ask, what was she talking about? "The letters," she said, as if I was supposed to know. Jermaine completed the sentence for her. Those letters in which mother called Michael a faggot. I was stunned.
What?
10 years later, I realized that LaToya really did tell the truth. "You tell a lie long enough, people will believe it's true," Michael once said. It could be the Jackson motto. So, that's where we are. That's tomorrow I'll read something else. Woo, this is kind of juicy.
Real juicy.
Wow.
Oh, and by the way, I'd like to say happy birthday to Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah,
Janet
Jackson's
birthday.
You know Janet Jackson?
Huh?
You know Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
That's some, you know, I got to tell you, Lynn, the people that can hurt you the most are
the
people
ones that are around you.
That are around you like that. And, you know, but who you, how you treat people tells a lot about what they say about you when they're not around you anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you are decent to people, even if you disagree and you don't, and it don't work out, you know, whether it's a friendship or relationship, whatever, and they know things about you. If, you know, if you're decent to them, and if they can look back and, you know, because people have disagreements, they'll walk away and probably not say nothing. You know, I have people that have been around me for years and years and years, and you know, none of my personal business is in the streets like that, because
right.
The people around me are super loyal to me because I'm super loyal to the people around me. You know, we're friends. But I think when you
do you do dirt?
Of course I've done dirt. You know, I mean I've done dirt. I've done things that I'm not that I shouldn't have done for certain.
Do dirty.
Come on, clean with your daddy. Come on now.
Karen White just sent me a text and said, "Tell Graham it's not Janet's birthday. It's in May."
Oh, okay.
And then Stephanie Beard comes right behind her and says, "Janet's birthday is May 16th.
Yeah, because she's a Taurus, the bull.
Taurus.
Yeah, Maybe it's another Janet Jackson. I bet you there is somebody named Janet Jackson whose birthday is today, though. Carker, so I think you might be right.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you guys, I want you guys to know this. On Monday, the 21st, Michael Bazin is going to be a guest on Kings in the Morning.
Wow,
nope.
Michael Bazin, the legendary.
Michael Bazin is coming to Kings in the Morning on Monday,
yeah.
The 21st of October, and we're going to ask him, you know, I want to make sure I can ask him anything I want to ask him, because I want to talk about, you know, I want to talk about everything, how he started. You know, he started from scratch selling his books out the back of his car, you know, going from place to place.
And he came to Cleveland. He came to Cleveland to ZAK when I was there.
Yeah.
And he did like a little seminar.
And I like Michael Bazin. I like him a lot. And so he's going to be, so, you know, let everybody know he's going to be here live and in color. You guys will be able to call in and ask him any question you want to ask him and, you know, find out, you know, what happened. I really want to know what happened, you know, with the radio station, because he had a great show going.
Oh, yeah, babe.
You know, he had a great show going, and, you know, and during negotiations, you know, they broke him off. And to me, see, when a negotiation is happening, I'm going to figure out how to make it work. If it's a deal on the table, I'm going to make it make sense. You know, because I don't want, you know, everybody got to be smiling. You know, Karen White is going to be in the U.K., Lynn. She's going to the U.K. to perform.
Okay.
And, you know, but the negotiation, it's a deal I've been negotiating since I was in Cabo San Lucas.
Okay.
So it took a while to get, but it because we had to look at the numbers, because she's playing a small venue. It's called the Jazz Cafe, but it's a beautiful venue. Everybody from the United States plays there. You know, Angie Stone, Cameo, anybody. If you're an R&B group from the States, you're going to play there first before you move to the next level.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
So Karen White in January, she's going to be the end of January. She's going to be in the UK.
And the UK's got K-Dub up, man. It's long anticipated.
Yeah. They love her over there. So, I brought that up for a reason. What were we just talking about? Because I was getting ready to make a point. Do anybody know what was I talking about?
Who knows, man? I'm on Euclid.
Okay, that's okay. Gab said that's a nice.
You were talking about Michael Bazin, and you know you were negotiating.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was for a reason I did. But I've been negotiating this situation. So it takes a minute. You know, it takes a minute for this stuff to come together. It don't just come together like butt cheeks on its own. You know, you got to, sometimes, you know, you got to move some of the obstruction out the way so the cheeks can come together. Let me see. Daryl Plowden. Daryl, did you want to talk? Yeah, he did. How you doing, GP? Plowden? Take yourself off mute. You ready?
Okay. I'm off mute now. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening, man?
From the TP.
All
what's
right.
going on?
Hey. What's happening, Daddy? You ask him anything you want to.
Huh?
You were saying you want to be able to ask the guest anything you want to, Monday. And then you change.
Yeah, but
why'd
I bring up the Dub? I was trying to figure out why I went down that direction.
You were negotiating a contract from her since you were in
birthday.
No, that ain't why I went down that direction. You can't tell me.
Because Johnny Grandcracker had said something wrong.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but you were talking about you've been negotiating a deal for Karen since you were been in Carbo. You want to make a deal, you know, if there's a deal on the table and you're negotiating.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Find...
Oh, good, Lynn. See, that's why you're the program director and the chief MF in charge here. So, yeah, you know, so I want to make a deal, you know, happen. So here I've been negotiating this deal since Cabo, and we're going back and forth. We're looking at numbers. And so, you know, I'm not getting exactly what I want for Karen, but when I look at the numbers, I understand why. You know, it's not there in the numbers. But this is a great opportunity for Karen to show her selling power, for her to get, you know, for us to expand her brand, expand, you know, we can sell CDs and everything there. We can do a lot in the marketplace. We can, you know, she'll be there for a few days with the band. We can get her to do television and radio while she's here. We can do a whole bunch of stuff. So for me, I have to make it take advantage of it to make it make sense for me from a promotional standpoint. But I never will let a deal get off the table that is going to be beneficial. Right. And so I want to know how Michael Bazin's people, because it isn't just Michael Bazin, it becomes the other people involved too, the lawyers, it becomes the ego, the pride. And whenever I'm negotiating a deal, the one thing I recognize is this, Lynn. I'm negotiating a deal for my client. Right. And my dislike for who I'm negotiating against or my pride or my ego can't ever be involved. I have to take a backseat to anything that I'm feeling to make the deal make sense for the artist.
Right.
And I'm wondering if somebody made it where it was the deal was undoable because of their own personal feelings. But Michael Bazin right here on the J. King Network. So kudos to us. As a matter of fact, let me see. I've just got an email from his publicist. Let me see what she's saying here. Because I'll tell you guys what I wrote, and then I'll see what she. Then I'll tell you what she wrote. Boom. Ba do ba do ba do ba ba do ba do ba do ba. Where is it? Oh, here it is, right there.
Okay.
Michael Bazin. Michael Bazin confirmed. So Michael Bazin. I said, she said, okay, please, thank you so much for agreeing to interview Michael Bazin. You are confirmed for Monday, 10/21 at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 8 o'clock our time. I said, wonderful. Can we talk about everything? Or are there subjects we can't mention? She said, as long as you cover the book and his mentoring agenda. Other topics are fine as well. His book, Raise Your Hands, runs the gamut of issues, so discussing those actual issues, which cover almost everything and more, is fine. Thanks. Bless. So I can ask him anything. So we're going to talk about his book and, you know, his agenda. And I like Michael Bazin. And I wish that Michael Bazin would have did his own thing. I wish he would have stepped out and not let them see. I believe that we have so much power now as artists and creative people because of all of the technology, but we're so conditioned to not follow it. We're so conditioned that if we don't go back to what already the infrastructure, that we're going to lose something. And you really don't. You gain everything by doing this. When you do it yourself, you gain everything. You gain power. You gain control. You gain confidence. You know, you gain position. The common dope dealer got money, but he don't have any position. And, if you gain position, you'll always have access to money. If you have money, it don't mean that you're going to always have access to position. How you doing, Donald Grammer? Hello?
What's happening, man? You're muffled.
I don't know what's wrong with your phone. Nah. Okay, Donald, no, we can't hear you. Donald, go back, press the one, and go out the queue and then come back in the queue. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
This is a song about love.
Yeah.
But it's not a good love. It's not a real love.
Oh, no, man.
And if your love sounds like this, then that ain't love.
When I work, putting hard days, that's how I keep these bills paid. At my crib, things go my way. Don't give a damn about what your girlfriend say. When I come home, ain't no way in. Should have my dinner on my plate and clear the table when my meal is done. And break me up, girl, when I roll on some.
Girlfriend, don't let them watch you like that.
That ain't love.
You pay your own bills, got your own car, got your own grip, you got it like that.
That ain't love.
He can cook and serve his own damn meal. If you don't, some other trick
that
will. Walk away when you can, girlfriend. Better yet, you better run to that ain't love.
See, in my house, that's how it's gotta be. Knew I was thugging when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
get real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be tripping, just respect
you
me.
Gotta, I'm
cause
back.
In my house, that's how it gotta be.
Girlfriend, trying to run a game on you.
That ain't love.
Listen here, ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tit for tat. Girl, you know I'm where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house, it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. Cause in my house, that's how it's got to be. You love me, baby. I've been good to you.
I still hear the reason for your tears. Why you let them treat you so
don't
bad?
Let nobody
don't tell me all your
play you for the fool.
Think about leaving, think of the leaders.
Don't get them
to get me to say.
Cause they ain't your problem.
That's Club Nouveau, That Ain't Love, from the upcoming Consciousness album. It's going to be available. We're going to have it available for November because it takes EMI longer, or Universal longer than, like, if I did this myself, it would take me 72 hours to have it up. But Universal takes 6 weeks to put up a song, and that's who we're distributed through. So, there you have it. Johnny, I hope you and...
It takes a village.
Johnny, I hope you and Robert have some... I hope you guys do some research on Michael Basin so you guys don't look like goofballs when he comes on. Especially you, Robert.
Well, now, Michael Basin, he had a great morning show, King J. What's going on with that?
Okay, you'll be able to ask him that, Robert. Don't ask him what he's wearing, though.
No, King Jay, no holds bar. No holds bar.
Yeah, you can ask him. Go ahead. Ask him what he's wearing. Go ahead. how you doing, Donald Grammer?
I'm fine, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Ask Donald, what are you wearing, Robert?
Donald Grammer, what are you wearing?
Well, let me ask you this question. If you're advising him not to ask Michael Basin that, why would you advise him to ask me that?
Because I want him to practice on you so he can see what you say. Maybe he might not ask Michael Basin.
I don't think he would ask him a question like that.
No, you don't know Robert.
You spoke correct.
Robert would definitely ask him a question like that.
Oh, yeah, babe.
You know what happened when Robert was going to ask Michael Cooper?
Robert's trying to forget that.
Yeah, Michael's going to whoop Robert's ass.
Kick his ass. Kick his ass.
So I got to find out why my CD, if my CDs are going to make it here today. So I got to call these people. Hold on, you guys. Sandy. Is that your noise back there, Donald Grammer?
Yeah, I'm muted now.
Okay, thank you. See, I like that, Donald. I like the fact that you said, "Yeah, I'm muted now," and then you went straight to the mute. Robert, you see how he did that?
Oh yeah, babe. Oh yeah, babe.
Mute now. Slow down. Mute it now.
Mute it now. You got to mute it now.
Slow down.
I got the mute control. Okay, let me see. This is the number. Okay. I don't know if this is her private number, because if it's her private number, I can't give it to you guys. But if it wasn't, I would say go to V Corp to get your product manufactured. I like her. I like Sandy. She's a nice lady. Let's find out what's going on here with my product. I know it's early, but damn. Hello, Sandy?
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
It's Jay.
Oh, hi, Jay. You're calling from 347 area code.
Yeah, I'm out of the country right now.
No, oh, you are?
I'm joking with you. I'm just calling from another number. How far are we away from the product being done now? Did it ship out yet?
Yes, it shipped out yesterday, like I told
okay.
you. Yeah.
Okay, great.
And
okay.
I sent it to the Porter Ranch address.
Yes.
So it should be getting there today.
Wonderful, wonderful. So,
yeah,
so
it only takes
the reason why I'm calling you, the reason why I'm calling you from a 347 number is because I'm on my radio show right now, and actually you're live on the air.
Oh.
And I'm just telling people that they should manufacture their product through you because you'll make a great deal for them. So would you tell
of
people
course.
How they can get in touch with you?
Oh yeah, babe.
Oh, well, you could reach me at info@vcorp99.com, and I can give you the best deal in town for your CD, DVD, replication. We have different kinds of packaging options and whatever price can get there for a better service, better quality, and fast turnaround time.
Well, Sandy, what are you wearing?
What?
What are you wearing?
Sandy, he's silly. This is a silly show. He's a silly guy. But let me ask you this question, Sandy.
Yes, Jay.
What if a guy doesn't have talent and he wants to make a CD, like a guy like Robert Redwine? He's not really that talented, but he wants to make a CD. Will you still manufacture a CD for him?
You know, everybody is his own interest. So if he thinks that he can make a CD, it's up to him to make the CD. I manufacture it's up for you to make the marketing.
Okay, and if you guys want to reach Sandra, you can meet her at you can reach her at info@vcorp99.com.
Correct.
And now, is there a phone number where they can reach if they want to call you? And you know, because
yeah, it's area code. It's area code 626-966-0412.
That's area code 626. Say it again.
626-966-0412.
Okay, you guys. So you heard it. Sandra's a wonderful woman to work with. Sadly, I got more work to send you because I got to send you the Club Nouveau Greatest Hits album and a couple other things that we're doing.
Oh, great. So you're one of my best customers, Jay, and
well,
I appreciate you helping me out, okay? Well, thank you so much and have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
Robert, you don't ask her what she's wearing.
See, I got to go. Hey, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Go, Daddy.
But Robert, I will say this on your behalf. Whether
okay.
you got talent or not, she'll still manufacture the CD for you.
Yeah, she gave me great advice. If I marketed it with no talent, I have a shot.
Hey, well, yeah, she didn't say you had a shot. She said you had a shot at getting it manufactured. You don't have a shot. Everybody who listens to the show knows you don't have a shot. We've heard your
music. What made you ask her what her attire was? Why'd you do that?
Yeah,
because she sounded like she was from a foreign country, and I was just imagining her with her indigenous garb on. Indigenous garb.
So this is what you should have done then. Hey, you should have said, what's her name, Jay? What's her name?
Sandra.
Okay, you should have said, hey, Sandra, you sound like, you know, you're from another country. Oh, yes, I am. I'm from, you know, if you hit me. Okay, like this. What kind of attire does your country wear, you know, women? That would have been the better way to ask that question than what you got on.
Exactly.
What
do you have here? What are you wearing? And then you made her nervous. Thank God my deal is already done and my product is shipping to me. You might have messed me up. You might have had another 10-20% on. She might have hung up the phone. DJ King is ignorant as nigga. She can see through it, Robert.
Yes, can do.
She can see through your silliness. That I'm a decent human being, unlike you.
Well, thank you, King Dave.
Now, here's the deal. You can't ask Eric Dosey or Daryl Plowden what they got on.
I would never do that. Because I got to go to Sacramento one day.
He can, but it'll be different consequences.
they ain't no Hollywood types.
Now you go to Sacramento, you be a ballpark Frank, because they slump you like this.
Jay King's News Reel.
Louisiana Walmart stores ravaged after EBT glitch gives recipients unlimited funds.
Oh, damn.
Shelves in Walmart stores in Spring Hill and Mansfield, Louisiana, were reportedly emptied Saturday night when the stores allowed purchases on EBT cards, even though they were not showing limits. Spring Hill Police Chief Will Lind confirms they were called in to help the employee at Walmart because there were so many people clearing off the shelves. He says Walmart was so packed, it was worse than any Black Friday he'd ever seen. Lynn said the cards weren't showing limits, and they called corporate Walmart, whose spokesman said to let the people use the cards anyway. From 7 to 9 p.m., people were loading up their carts, but when the cards began showing limits again around 9, one woman was detained because she rang up about $700 and only had 49 cents on her card. She was held by police until corporate Walmart said they wouldn't press charges if she left the food. Lynn said that 9 p.m. when the cards came back online, it was announced over the loudspeaker, people just left their carts full of food in the aisles and left. Just about everything is gone. I've never seen it in that condition, said Mansfield Walmart customer Anthony Fuller. Walmart employees could still be seen putting food from the carts away as late as Sunday afternoon. I was just thinking, I'm so glad my mom doesn't work here anymore. That's the only thing I could think about, those employees working that would have to restock all that stuff, said O.J. Evans, who took cell phone video of the overflowing shopping carts at Mansfield Walmart. And let me tell you guys, when I tell you overflowing, there's a picture, Lynn, and there's carts all over the store, would just fill to the over the brim with goods. So what happened was this: people, you know, somebody said, "Girl, I only got $30 on my card. You know, I just put $500 worth of stuff in my basket, and it went through." What? You better get down here. It's going down. And they just started it, and they start calling their cousins, their uncles, their aunties, their friends, their boyfriends, their girlfriends. Evans believes it was a natural human reaction that led people to fill up their carts during the glitch. But Walmart shoppers Stan and Judy Garcia felt very differently. That's plain theft. That's stealing. That's all I got to say about that, said Garcia. Lynn says, contrary to rumors, nobody was unruly or arrested, and they were mainly there to help prevent shoplifting and theft. A dispatcher from Mansfield Police also confirms officers were called in for crowd control at the Mansfield Walmart. She said the shelves were cleared out, forcing Walmart to stop selling food at 9 p.m. There were no arrests. There was, however, a huge mess left behind. Pictures and videos obtained by KSLA News show aisles packed with shoppers emptying the shelves in Springfield. Another video shows what appears to be at least dozens of overflowing carts left abandoned in the aisles at the Mansfield store against the backdrop of emptied shelves in the meat department. It all happened at the end of the day in which the EBT system went down in several states, including Louisiana. Xerox, a vendor for the EBT system, experienced a power outage while conducting a routine backup test in one of the company's locations. While the system backup was back up Saturday night, it appears that it was not functioning entirely properly in some areas. Kayla Welling, a spokesperson for Walmart, tells KSLA News that the company was fully engaged in monitoring the situation and transactions during the outage. We did make the decision to keep continuing to accept EBT cards and purchases on WIC and SNAP during the outage so that they could get food for their families. That ain't why you sap suckers did it. Y'all did it because y'all was greedy and y'all know that they have to pay for it. Asked whether Walmart would be taking the loss on any food purchased on the cards that did not show limits on or the perished foods left behind in carts, Welling would only say that we've monitored transactions during the outage. A spokesperson for the Louisiana Department of Children and Family Services say they take all allegations of potential fraud seriously. They are aware of the reports and will be investigating. According to a notice posted on LADSFS's website on Saturday, while transactional systems maintained by DCFS contractors may have been impacted by today's outage, the system that the DCFS uses to track EBT card usage and identify fraud were still in place. DCFS vigorously investigates all fraud claims. Anyone suspected of fraudulently using public assistance benefits are investigated and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. The public is encouraged to report cases of suspected SNAP fraud by calling the DCFS toll-free hotline. So, all those people that use it, Lynn, they're in real, Mikey Moore trouble.
Okay, now
so that's
why would it be their fault? Why would it be their fault?
Because they know. Because they know what they have on their card. You know you ain't got no damn $700 on your card.
Right.
You know you got 49 cents. See, they know how much money they got on their cards. So what happened was this. The one lady with the 49 cents on her card?
Yeah.
She went, and her she said, girl, I only got 49 cents on my car. I ain't coming down there. And her girlfriend said, girl, I only got $6 on mine, and I just came out with $250 worth of goods. You better bring your ass down here. Don't sleep.
Got down there too late.
So she got down there. No, she got down there in time, and I'm gonna tell you why, Johnny. She only had 49 cents on her card, so she's gonna get charged with fraud over a couple of $100 when the system come back up.
Right.
So.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing in place at the time you did that transaction to say, hey, this person doesn't have it.
No, because the system went down. So when the
system
went down, it let every charge go through. But these idiots don't realize that the charge is still on their card. The system only went down. The system only went down, you know, at EBT, which is where they probably store all the information of how much, you know, what you have on the card. But the transaction, your number and everything shows up on the register. So all they have to do.
Why didn't Walmart not take it?
Because Walmart said, you know, we're not going to stop people from eating. So, you know, families, you know, people who are on these programs are people that need it. You know, so they're not going to assume that you're going to abuse it. That's their position. But the reason why Walmart took it, Lynn, is because Walmart is going to get the money anyway, because the people are going to pay Walmart and deduct it from the recipients.
Yeah.
In the future. Walmart. You see what I'm saying? So Walmart wins. So Walmart looks like the good guy all the way around. We didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to stop families from eating. That's a lie. You know, we're going to honor it.
If they came in with a car with a limit on it, they weren't going to get squat.
Right. Now, see, but what Walmart should have done, what they should have done was said, hey, the system is down. We don't want to deny any family food to, you know, so until the system comes up, we'll put a $30 limit on everybody with an EBT card.
Right.
Now you got a $30 limit, and now you can get your necessary, you know, because it don't cost more than $30 to make a meal.
Right.
So it's a day of inconvenience.
Good. They would still come out looking like
right.
a champ.
So now Walmart, now I'm saying, you know what, that's commendable by Walmart, right?
Right.
But Walmart is greedy. Walmart is going to get all the money. Let them shop. We, you know, it's EBT. We'll get it. It's the government. We'll get it.
Yep, we're covered.
So it's that many people that would throw caution to the wind when the system comes back up and learn that you've been dishonest.
Because
and
them idiots, they wasn't thinking that. That's not what they was thinking. They was thinking they was thinking they was getting over. They was thinking winning.
Yep.
Wow.
Now next month they start to be like denied.
Exactly. And some of them are gonna go to jail, or you know, they're gonna get prosecuted.
Right.
Because it's fraud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fraud. Lynn, tomorrow I need you or Johnny to take the board, because tomorrow Club Nouveau is going to be doing Lift Every Voice, and we're doing an interview around the same time. I'll be able to be on the show, but I won't be at the house. So
are you
I'll
talking about the same guy that interviewed Karen White?
No, because, no, they have a new guy now.
Oh, yeah, babe.
It's a whole new setup for the show now. I think Bentley, you know, Bentley, with the boy who was, not Bentley Evans. The boy
Bentley,
who was
not
with,
Bentley, not the producer. You're talking about Bentley, Foxworth Bentley.
Yeah, Foxworth Bentley.
Oh, yeah, babe.
He's going to be the interviewer.
Johnny, you do it. You do it for change.
Okay.
Yeah, speak to it. I can do it. Speaking of Club Nouveau, those two joints you sent me mix very well with just about anything that's in those BPMs that your song is running at, Jay. Not that I'm kissing ass. I am, but the two songs, they mix very well, those two songs you sent me.
Hey, can you say something to Donald Graham?
Hey, Donald, what do you use for mixing?
That's a secret recipe. No, you can go to Stanton.com, the company that made the cartridges and styluses. You can use that program, or you can use MixMeister.
Okay, because I use MixMeister.
So you're a thorough DJ then, Donald, because you know what the beats per minute mean, BPM.
Absolutely.
No, I use MixMeister.
Robert, any DJ knows what BPM means, idiot, because it's part of their gig, goofball.
Hey, King J, did I ever tell you before I sung and danced and rap and produced it that I used to DJ?
I knew you used to DJ at the special dances because you was a special kid, you rode the special bus, and, of course, you were a special DJ.
Yeah, for the ADD meetings.
I believe you. Robert, let me ask you a question.
Yes, King J.
What were you wearing?
You must be a special daddy. Hey, you must be a special daddy.
T-shirt and panties, of course.
And a very exciting boy.
Jay King's News Reel.
Bye.
Father blames Grand Theft Auto for his son's misbehavior. Video games are a popular form of entertainment for many young people and adults. Some play to relieve stress, and others play purely for fun. Games range from benign child's play to more aggressive and realistically themed games. Grand Theft Auto is often thought of as an adult-oriented game due to its proliferation of violence and illegal activities. A father in Minneapolis believes that the game is directly responsible for his son's misbehavior and recent run-in with law enforcement officials. Last week, his 9-year-old son traveled from Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport to Las Vegas. Yes, I said his 9-year-old son traveled from Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport to Las Vegas as a stowaway on a Delta flight. He was able to enter the plane without a boarding pass and was not discovered until after the plane landed, when the crew realized that his name was not on the flight passengers list. At a press conference about the incident, the boy's father became very emotional. He said that his son, who had just been accused of stealing, driving, and crashing a truck into a police car, learned how to engage in criminal activity by playing video games. He told the police officer he thought he was playing Grand Theft Auto, his father said. In terms of the boy's flight to Las Vegas, he did not even realize that his son was gone. He told the press, "I am a parent. I'm not perfect." He said, "We assumed he was at a friend's house. We had no idea where he was. No duh. He added that his son is not what you would call an honor student. He has had his ups and downs. "I'm tired of people who are saying he was a minor. There's nothing we can do. There's something someone can do. I don't want to hurt him. I miss my son. I want my son home." So what do you guys think? Do you think that he has a legitimate claim, Lynn, to say that that Grand Theft Auto? Huh?
This is what I think. I think we're looking at our next Robert Redwine, that 9-year-old. So the next time that Robert Redwine takes off, we can give that kid a buzz, and he can get on the plane and fly to wherever he wants to and do a show and fill in for Robert.
Well, we got the same consultants, you know, some white boys from the suburbs that studied Compton and made a video game.
So let me ask you a question, Robert. Do you think that video games really should be blamed for our kids' actions now?
The parents really have to use discretion on what they allow their kids to watch and play, because I mean, a 9-year-old boy could be impressionable about, you know, the stereotypical hood video.
All the 9-year-olds that play the game ain't doing it.
Right.
There's some people don't have fertile minds.
So you said his mind was fertile. You know what? I'm gonna tell you what I know. I know one thing. When he said he thought he was playing Grand Theft Auto, I would have asked him, "So explain to me how you thought you was playing Grand Theft Auto when Grand Theft Auto was in a TV set." And he was really driving the car.
Yep.
And I was
like, when we were little kids, we used to watch, you know, Tonto Long Ranger and all that kind of stuff, the Green Hornet, Batman, and Robin Superman. We might go put our capes on.
That's right. But you know what I didn't do?
What's that, King J?
I was playing a game, and it was fun.
Yeah.
But I didn't go try to arrest no real criminal.
Oh yeah, Daddy.
We had our Batman and Superman capes on. We wasn't trying to jump off no house.
So check this out. Here's a situation where a teenager killed a cop because he heard a Dr. Dre song, and he blamed it on the song that influenced him to do that. Do you think the rapper should be held accountable because the person listened to a rap song he made, and he claimed that influenced him to do that? Do you think that rapper should be held accountable for that?
Well, another guy who watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and went into a you know, went into a mall and shot up the mall. Should Arnold be? No, of course not. You know what? These are things. These are entertainments. These are things. And you know what? If your family, you know, if your mother and father are letting, if a mother and father is letting a child view these types of games and play these types of games, and they know how influenced they are by them, you know, then this is what happens. But I'm going to tell y'all something. It ain't just happening with kids. It's happening with grown-ups, too.
Jay King's News Reel.
Violent private prison called Gladiator School. In Idaho, in an Idaho prison, violence is said to be used as a management tool. Corrections Corporation of America uses violence as a management tool at a private prison so brutal, it's known as Idaho's Gladiator School. This is what an inmate is claiming in court. Roe Birmingham claimed he was brutally beaten at the Idaho Correctional Center in Kuna. And if somebody's in the chat room, could somebody please get me the phone number to the Idaho Correctional Center in Kuna, K-U-N-A. He sued CCA State Prison Director Brent Rinke, the ICC Warden Timothy Wengler, and other CCA officers in federal court. Birmingham, a sex offender, claimed he was housed in a segregated unit but was moved to non-segregation units against his request. The move made him susceptible to attack by prison gang members who tend to react violently to sex offenders. He claims fellow inmate and wannabe gangbanger Michael Sean Ballou attacked him on October 11, 2011, as part of an initiation into one of the prison's gangs. Ballou is not a party to the suit. The only prison staff present at the time was Officer Jay Hutton, the complaint says. Before Officer Hutton responded, Michael Ballou had broken Mr. Birmingham's jaw, torn his ear from his head in a 3-inch gash, caused severe hemorrhaging in his eye, and left multiple welts all over his head from the impact of his fist and the resulting impact of Mr. Birmingham's head on the floor. Then Hutton joined in, Birmingham says, spraying him in the face with pepper spray. Birmingham was taken to St. Luke's Medical Center in Boise, where he was treated for numerous head injuries that have left him in an altered mental state. He was discharged from the hospital and sent to the prison's medical unit, where he was put on a full liquid through a straw diet with his jaw wired shut. Birmingham was sent to maximum security, but CCA staff returned him to ICC general population after he tried to submit grievances against several faculty staff members. He was taken out only after his attorney at Salaz and Gatewood made multiple phone calls to ICC administration. ICC is an exceptionally violent prison, the complaint states, called Gladiator School. More violence occurs at ICC than at Idaho's 8 other prisons combined. ICC is entrenched in a culture where ICC staff uses prisoner violence as a management tool. Violence is rampant at ICC for a host of reasons, including the fact that the defendants turn a blind eye to it, fail to adequately investigate assaults, and therefore are unable to fashion effective remedial measures to prevent assaults from reoccurring. They refused to discipline the guards whose malfeasance precipitated prisoner violence. They frequently place vulnerable inmates with predators. They fail to protect inmates who request and need protection from assault. And ICC is understaffed, inadequately supervised, and guards are inadequately trained. The CCA staff relies on the degradation, humiliation, and subjugation of prisoners, thereby creating excessive, unnecessary tension, stress, and frustration within the prison population, exacerbated by the deliberate reliance and the encouragement of prisoner violence as a management tool, and this is what the state, this is what the complaint states. Birmingham claims that among the 2,000 inmate population are at least three times higher than official numbers, prisoners are afraid to report incidences of fear for retaliation. And CCA deliberately fails to document the cases that are reported. In 2009, an Idaho Department of Corrections official told the Associated Press, "It is fair to estimate that for every one incident we know of, there may be two or three that we don't." Birmingham seeks punitive damages for cruel and unusual punishment in violation of the 8th and 14th Amendment. He wants more than $150,000 and an injunction forcing CAA to take steps to ensure he is protected from insults, assaults. This is ridiculous. Can somebody please, 208-331-2760. We're going to call these guys. 1208-331-2760.
Yeah, Idaho is pretty nutty over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would know, Johnny. You live less than 30 minutes from Idaho.
You've reached Idaho Correctional Center, operated by Corrections Corporation of America in partnership with the Idaho Department of Corrections. If you know your party's 5-digit extension, you may dial it now. Otherwise, stay on the line and listen for the proper department associated with your call. For visitation information, press 1. For the Finance and Inmate Accounting Department, press 2. For Inmate Central Records, press 3. For the Housing Units, press 4. For Maintenance, press 5. For Medical or Medical Records, please press 6. For Human Resources, press 7. For the Assistant Warden's Offices, press 8. For the Warden's Secretary, please press 9. For all other calls, please remain on the line, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you.
Okay. So we're gonna wait on the line for a minute and see. Okay. So they're going to let us through.
Idaho Correctional Center, Officer Rose speaking.
Hey, Officer Rose, how are you?
Good. How can
my name you? Is good. My name is Jay King. I'm calling from a show called Kings in the Morning. We're a morning radio show out of California, and mm-hmm. I'm calling about one of your prisons and the Gladiator School. They call it Gladiator School. I wonder who can I speak
mm-hmm.
to.
One moment, please. Hold on.
Thank you so much. All right, you guys, so while we're waiting, while we're waiting, hopefully they'll, you know, we'll get somebody on and we'll be able to ask some questions because that's really, here we go.
Quality Assurance, Linda.
Hey, Linda, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hi,
Hello,
I'm
Linda.
Good. Yes.
Sure, my name is Jay King. I'm with a show called Kings in the Morning.
Uh-huh.
And we're calling about your Gladiator School at the Idaho Correctional Center in Kuna.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to find out, is this true? Is this, I know you guys are a private institution, so you're not state-ran, right? This is a private institution, so it's privately owned and ran by individuals, right?
We do not own it, no. Corrections Corporation of America
mm-hmm.
designed it, built it, paid for it, but it is owned by the state of Idaho.
Okay, so... is this the kind of treatment that they for prisoners that they have in the state of Idaho? We just want to find out what's going on. How can a guy who shouldn't be in a non-segregated unit be placed there, be beaten, and not anything happen to any officers? Are you guys doing any kind of investigation into what's going on in these prisons? I mean, I, like you, want to see a prisoner pay the price for the crime he or she has committed, but I also don't want crimes committed against them when they're in prison. I don't think you guys want it either, do you?
No, of course not. Of course not. I'm actually going to have to refer you to the director, the senior director of public relations for our company.
Okay.
His name is Steve Owen.
Okay. Can you put me through?
And his pardon?
Can you put me through, or do I need to call him directly?
No, you'll need to call. He's actually in another state.
Okay, okay, great. Steve Owen, okay. Give me a
Steve Owen, that's O-W-E-N. And
okay.
Let me find his phone here.
How's the weather there?
Gorgeous. Cold, but gorgeous. Let me grab my other book. Hang on.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, his number is 615. Oops.
Okay.
I just lost the prefix. Hang on. 615. We have internal numbers we use to dial, so I don't have the external one memorized. 615-263-3000.
Thank you so much, Steve. Oh, and I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay, you guys, so we're going to call this guy. I hope everybody here calls this guy, and I hope you guys read this story. All you got to do is go to, go to Google and put in, Idaho prisoner called Gladiator School, Idaho prison called Gladiator School, and it'll come up. It'll actually come up, and then, you can get to it like I'm getting to it. So let me call this guy, Steve Owen, find out what's going on here, see if they're going to do anything to curb this, this behavior. This is not the kind of behavior. Robert, I don't want you going to prison and, thinking that you're gonna be with the, thinking that you're gonna be with them boys, and you find out that you with them dudes.
Well,
you have reached
the
Sporting Support Center of Corrections Corporation of America. If you know the extension of the party you are calling, you may dial it at any time. For Human Resources, press 2. For the 401k department, press 3. For employee benefits such as health insurance, COBRA, disability, or leave programs, press 4. For payroll, press 5. For accounting, press 7. For purchasing preferred vendor hotline, press 8. For the FSC operator, please press 0. You have reached the Facility Support Center of Corrections Corporation of America. If you know the extension of the party you are calling, you may dial it at any time. For Human Resources, press 2. For the 401k department, press 3. For employee benefits such as health insurance.
I see what I got to do. See, I got to do this on my home phone. Hold on.
Yeah, I got to deal with them damn prejudiced Idahoans every day. Hello?
Two.
Is everybody still
the
there?
401k department, press 3.
The...
For employee benefits such as health insurance, COBRA, disability, or leave programs, press 4. For payroll, press 5. For accounting, press 7. For purchasing preferred vendor hotline, press 8. For the FSC operator, please press 0.
They ain't going to get away from me this time. Last time when we had this, that's what I should have did last time, and I didn't. I kept using the switchboard. Sometimes you can't use the switchboard.
CCA Facility Support Center?
Yes, it's Steve Owen, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Robert, if you're going to sniff your snot, put yourself on hold, on mute.
Heterosexual male here.
Sniff and snot.
Hi, you've reached Steve Owen in the Public Affairs Department of CCA. I am in the office today, so if you want to leave me your name, a way to contact you, and a brief message as to why you're calling, I'll return your message as soon as possible. Otherwise, if you need immediate assistance, you can press 33163 and ask for Mike Maychak, or you can press 0 and ask for the operator. Thank you and have a good day.
At the tone, please record your message.
Mr. Owen, my name is Jay King. I'm with a show called Kings in the Morning, and we're calling about your gladiator school that you guys have going on at Idaho Prison in Kuna, the Idaho Correctional Center. We're online, we're live right now on the radio, and wanted to get your comment on what's going on if you guys are investigating this, if there are going to be any arrests against some of your staff for the heinous and criminal activity that's going on inside the prison by the staff themselves by having this gladiator school, and if you want to talk about it. We're on only for another 10 minutes today. We're on from 10 to 12 every morning Pacific Standard Time, and if you're a 615 number, I believe 615 is in Nashville, Tennessee, so that means we're on from 10 to 12 your time in the morning. And we would love for you to call us 347-205-9366, 347-205-9366. If not, we'll reach out to you again and try to find out what's going on and see if you can help us make heads or tails of this unfortunate situation where Mr. Burningham was severely beaten and your staff was involved with it. I thank you for returning our call because I know you'd like to do that. Thank you. So we got 9 minutes left. Wow, this moved too fast. What's up, Dr. Princess? We got 9 minutes left. You got 30 seconds, 29, 28.
Yeah, those sapsuckers over in Idaho are hella prejudiced.
Oh, I'm just talking away. Don't take for granted your haters. Good morning, everybody. Listen, your haters have power, too, so what are you going to do about it? Right?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1
and you contemplate all those things you're doing.
Five,
or are you going to take
four,
action
three,
and alter that situation?
We are attracted to darkness. We crave violence, whether it's a movie or in the news. And whether that violence or darkness is in a movie or the news, killing is killing. You can't say movies enhance the violence in humans and not include the news that contains violence. The darkness exists in most of us. It's whether or not we act it out. Take away all visuals of anything and let a bully take something that doesn't belong to them and the picked on is tired of it and lashes out, or someone who is kinder and bigger who becomes a protector defends the weak. How many acts or processes exist to soothe the savage beast in all of us? It is for sure, if that monster is not tamed, we will never rid the world of acts of disgust. It will be hard to cure the evil in people. The recent shutdown is proof people don't care. Those in control don't have a method to end the madness. We need peace camps, remedies for hatred, solutions of more civilized resolutions, and more God-like activity. More. God is not just flowers. God is also a good game. God is also going on vacation with a friend or family. God is a lot. Too many people stereotype what God is when there is so much good that God is and so much good God has offered us. He can be that mighty storm of rains for the starving crops, and he can be a simple hug or a forehead kiss. Amen.
Here's my act of kindness. What you want, Dr. Princess?
Oh, okay. Guys, can you guys play a song after the show? Just one song, please. I went the wrong way on the road, and now I'm, like, flying my tail to trying to get to this Starbucks here. I'm, like, not even a mile.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Your tail too big. So no matter how fast you move, your tail dragging.
I am flying, I'm telling you. And listen, the prayer was on point because we're going to talk about haters and just the negative energy. How can you offset that? And we're going to talk about that today. I have to. It is so imperative. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Just play the song. Just play a nice song, preferably Karen White's song.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Karen White, though, she ain't going to let you be a background singer. I don't care what you do.
Yes, she will. She loves
you. You know, Dr. Princess is always trying to sneak a little, just a Karen White song, you know. No, it ain't going to happen, Doc. I talked to her. I said, Doc, want to try out for you? You know, she want to try out to be a background singer with you. You know what she said before I could get out? You know what she said?
Shame.
No.
Let me tell you something, Shane.
You and this doctor, she. What's going on with you, she? Do you have a little liking for this doctor, she? I know you act like you don't have a liking for her, she, but I think you have a liking for her in the secret side, she. Because you're asking about this doctor, she. She's nothing, she. She can't sing, she. She can't even do the true purpose, she. She has no true purpose, she. And neither do you, she. So you're fired, she. Now get out, she. And come back in the morning because I got more work for you to do, she.
And then she said, and by the way, tell the doc, I love her, but I got a little take for her, too. That wasn't funny. I was
doc.
Trying to pick that
up. Doc,
I was trying to
I'm going
to
tell you something. You're always, Doc, I'm going to tell you why you don't, Doc, let me tell you why you don't have a relationship.
Why? I do have a relationship.
No, you don't. Too much jibber-jabbing. He going to leave. If you're with him now, I give him a week.
I'm glad my peeps are not on the radio right now. I can say all I want to say. And I don't care what y'all say. If you guys didn't listen to the end of the show last night, that's good for you.
Let me ask you a question, Doc. What is your show about? Doc, what is your show about today?
I just told you. We're literally going to talk about this was the same. Haters have a powerful spirit being too. And they have powerful energy like we all do. So do not sleep on your haters. And we're going to talk about how to shift energy. Because whether we realize it or not.
Now let me ask you a question. So, Doc, you know what you could have said?
What?
Jay, our show is on haters today. My show is called How to Shift the Hate.
That's what you're talking about. Better yet, how to shift negative energy.
You called it hater energy. So you call it hater. So how to shift the hate? The same thing. You know what? You take too long. You use way too many words.
Okay. All right. You're right. Okay. So then why don't you be my coach? Why don't you be my coach? You know, I've never had really a mentor. So why don't you
I'm going to tell you why. Because if I was your coach, you'd drive me crazy. You already said way too many words. That's why you're on mute. I didn't mean to mute her, Lynn. It just happened that way.
Jay King's News Reel.
Former San Diego Mayor Filner pleads guilty on 3 charges. Former San Diego Mayor Bob Filner, Democrat, pleaded guilty Tuesday to false imprisonment and battery charges involving 3 women. According to an official with the San Diego Superior Court, court spokeswoman Karen Dalton said that Filner will be sentenced December 9th. She said the state attorney general's office had charged Filner with only 1 felony count of false imprisonment by violence, fraud, menace, and deceit, and 2 misdemeanor accounts of battery. The 3 victims are unnamed women. Filner resigned from office in August as part of a settlement of a lawsuit alleging sexual harassment to at least 18 women who have accused Filner of sexual harassment. Under his plea agreement, Filner will avoid jail, but he will have to serve 3 months of home confinement and 3 years probation, give a part of his mayoral pension, and agree not to run for office ever again. The conduct was not only criminal, it was also an extreme abuse of power, said California Attorney General Kamala Harris. This prosecution is about consequence and accountability. No one is above the law. The embattled ex-mayor is 71 years old. He served in the U.S. House for nearly 20 years before opting to run for San Diego's top job in 2012. He won a competitive contest, defeating Republican Carl DeMeo on the second ballot en route to becoming San Diego's first elected Democratic mayor in more than 2 decades. This summer, he faced a flurry of accusations that he sexually harassed numerous women. For weeks, Filner refused to leave office, even as members of his own party called him and told him to step down. He entered into in late July, he announced his plans to enter a behavior counseling clinic for 2 weeks of therapy, said he was committed to returning to office, but the pressure for him to leave didn't subside, and weeks later, Filner announced that he would vacate the mayor's office, apologizing to all the women that he had offended.
You know, he's Mick Jagger's uncle in the mouth.
Oh, Okay, you guys, coming up next is Dr. Princess Odelia and the True Purpose Show. My name is Jay King with Lynn Tolliver, Robert Redwine, and Johnny Graham Cracker Davis telling you to get busy living because you're going to have enough time dying. I'm going to play the Club Nouveau theme, the Kings of the Morning theme, and then I'll play a song so Dr. Princess can get herself together.
Kings in the Morning. Favorite Block Talk Radio Show. Kings in the Morning. Your favorite Block Talk. Kings in the Morning. Kings in the Morning. Kings in the Morning. No one.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Woo, boy. That was something, something, something. I want to welcome you in to the True Purpose Development Show. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, and today we're going to have a fabulous show. Guess what we're talking about today? How to shift negative energy. It's very important, and we have to talk about it. This show today, as every show, is brought to you by the nonprofit organization Bountiful Opportunities Group, home of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement, Tours and Team. Also, our mission is to help you reach your life's true purpose. By that, we are coming every week to bring you inspiration and to empower you, to educate, and also, yes, entertain you as well. So I want you to sit back, relax, and watch, but also, before you sit back and relax, when you get on the phone, call all of your neighbors, friends, and even your enemies, honey. You really want your enemies to hear this one, because we're going to talk some good stuff. This is so important. I'm telling you, recently, I have encountered a hater that I've never had one like this. I mean, yeah, I've had haters. We all have some haters. And especially when you're rising. Oh, come on, haters, step up. Can we say haters in the house? Error. Well, when they get to this point, I want you to get happy, because it's important to be happy, because that's the yin and the yang of you getting to that fulfillment of joy that you're anticipating, right? That great true purpose for life of fulfillment in every area of your life. It's a yin and a yang. Don't get it twisted. So we're going to talk about, though, how to shift the negative energy in a way where it is not going to bring you down. Because haters can also, they can do some things that's so mean. I mean, it can hurt you, you know, hurt your feelings, and you feel bad about it. But don't worry. Get glad. Yeah. After today, you're going to be happy. You're going to be so happy. And you're going to be compassionate. You're also realizing comes to greater experience of profound love. You know, that's why I just love everybody on the Baking Network and also everybody on TJ Arlen's Radio Network. They give me a hard time, but it's all good. No, I just love them. That's my family. These people are my family. So get on the phone, call up your neighbors and friends, your Facebooks, your Twitters, and also do the Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to take a break. But before we do, I want you to stay tuned, because in the latter part of the show, I'm going to share some great news with you regarding my television show, Transforming Detroit, the catalyst for a global transformation. Phenomenal things are taking place. And you'll be able to experience it as well. Wherever you are, outside of Michigan and Canada, you'll be able to experience it. We'll be right back after this. I just love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in today.
You're the lady.
So welcome back. Yes. Today we have a great topic. I'm so excited about this because it is so imperative. Hello. We've got to talk about this, and I think it's so overlooked. Sometimes we really think, I think a lot of people feel that we are just living in this great big bubble of everything is nice beaches and cream, and we just go and we do our shouting and praising in the church, and we go and we think that everything is just happy, happy, joy, joy, when we're not even respecting, and I'm not going to say in a negative way, we're not respecting the quote-unquote negative, or should I say the yin and the yang of our life, okay? It's all relative, okay? If it wasn't for those haters, if it wasn't for those individuals who are speaking negative or the energies that you feel that are adverse to what you would like to, that you would like to feel that is favorable to you, you would not even be in the more appreciative state of mind that you are today if it was not for all of the other things that you have to experience and encounter in life. So it's for us to appreciate it, and we're going to talk about how to appreciate it, how to even love the experience. You get it? You can love and be happy in the experience of adversity. I'm telling you, I've been there, done that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to share this, what I talked about on Facebook this morning. I got up this morning, and I had to write this. It was just all inside of me. This is the quote that I wrote. Don't sleep on your haters. We are all powerful spirit beings. I'm going to say that again. Don't sleep on your haters. we are all powerful spirit beings. See, we are all powerful energy fields. Our thoughts and words, they have an impact on our own lives, okay? Just the same as it does over other people's lives, whether it's favorable or not. So if you yourself are thinking negatively about yourself or positively about yourself, about your situation, it has an effect on your outcome. It has an effect on the universal process of you attaining and coming into the next phase of whatever it is in your life. It does impact you significantly, okay? Those of you, you're waiting, we just finished, well, we'll probably, you know, we'll go back and forth with it on our series on vision and business development. But when we were talking about that, I always tell my students, hey, listen, if you don't have your vision together, if you don't have your mind together in proper perspective for your vision, then, well, I'm talking off the side of my neck for nothing, okay? And I don't like wasting it, to just wasting my good information if you're not going to capitalize on it in the way that it should. So I talk about really honing in on your energy and appreciating that. So I'm going to go further in my report. Let me just read it, because if I don't just read it, I'm going to start talking to you. I want to talk to you after I read it. So listen, when you are at the door of a major blessing, you will realize that there is much adversity and oftentimes from people. It's okay, because that is simply the yin and the yang of the whole process. However, you must not sleep on the haters and the evil and their evil, malicious intent in thought, word, or deed. Recently, I realized that I have some new kind of haters, okay? You know, the ones that have such negative energy, such that you can feel the negativity when you walk in their presence. And if others connect with them, you can almost immediately see their energy shift towards you, right? Yes, that can be a very painful, needless to say, for anyone to have to experience such. Well, I thought to myself the other day, and this is what prompted this. I thought to myself the other day, why am I just watching and observing passively? I must activate the power that I have with love immediately. A lot of times what we'll do is we'll get caught up in the hater and their actions, and then we'll think, like, what are they thinking? Why are they thinking this? Or why are they doing this to me? We get into why are they doing and what are they doing and how could they do this? Instead of standing in position, now listen to this. So I've decided that daily I will affirm, declare, denounce, cancel, and release the following over my life forever. And this is what I wrote. I'm going to share this with you guys. Bless me. Increase my territory and keep evil from me. For I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I denounce and cancel any negative word, thought, or deed against me now. And I send and release into the universe peace and love to all of my haters. I do forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen, and it is so. Doesn't that go right in court? That coincided with what Lynn Oliver's prayer was earlier today, you know? There's a lot of evil in the world. So after you say this, and you say this prayer, which is absolutely wonderful, I want you to, and I say affirmation, that's more of befitting of this, I want you to inhale and exhale slowly three times, calming your spirit with your eyes closed, preferably. And you can get this right on my Facebook. I wrote it this morning. Get it right on my Facebook, and you share with all of your friends, and especially your haters. Share it with them. Let them know that you're sending them love and peace and compassion. And I want you to literally have compassion for them. How, you know, listen, if they knew what they were doing, they wouldn't do it. If they knew that the adversity that they were putting out into the universe would cause more for their life to be in more of a challenging state, there's no way that somebody would do that knowingly. It just wouldn't happen. So we have to be active in our life, knowing and understanding that, yes, the yin and yang does take place, but there are certain activities that we should be a part of in the response of that every day of our lives. Because every day in your life, I'm serious, I don't care, and you don't have to have done anything to anybody. Nobody, it doesn't have to be a physical thing or tangible thing that you've done to somebody. It could be in their head, all in their head, in their mind. They're thinking that you did this, or they have a perception of you. Sometimes just for you having a positive energy flow, they automatically can't stand you. And it had nothing to do with you. Well, it had to do with you, except, you know, hey, you were positive, and that positive and negative, it had a reaction. Listen here. Every day we turn lights on and off. We get in our cars and we turn them on. We go in the door, it opens and it shuts. There's a yin and a yang. We go to the restroom. When we use the restroom, we're not saying, oh, my God, I can't believe I've got to go to the restroom to release these toxins. As a matter of fact, if you don't release the toxins, that's when you're alerted, and you might have to go. You're going to probably call your doctor. Because why didn't I release my toxins today? When they pass through you, you allow those toxins to pass through your body. You don't scream about it. In fact, if you decide to clam up and have an attitude, you could clam up in the situation and cause for the passing not to be so smooth. And I know this is a gory detail, but I'm telling you, it's something so natural, it's best described, okay, to what I'm talking about today. It's so natural, we just do it. We just go and do it. We let it happen, and we move on to the next thing, right? Some of us have even mastered, we may be on the phone talking, oh, you know how you do, sit up and read, get your magazines in the bathroom, do it. Now listen, in life, the response of the haters, the response of the negative energy that you may feel in your life or you may be present with, it is also natural, so natural. And I invite you to respond to it and to them as you would respond if you had to go to the restroom. You hear me? I want you to take that same attitude. Don't get in a little frenzy about it. One thing you may be invited, what I would like to invite you to do also, is to just put out there to the universe, what am I to experience in this moment now? When I finally asked this yesterday about this particular experience I've been going through, I said, what am I to experience in this moment now? Because I'm going to tell you guys, I'm a toughie, all right? I'm a real toughie. But this individual, they've been dishing out things in such a way that I've never experienced it like this before in my life, where I've seen people that I was, you know, very nice and candid with, and it's in a business association, very nice and candid with, and we've had great relationships. I've seen us sit in meetings, and I mean the room shifts by the mere presence of this person. And I've seen it, and as I watched it go, and I watched the others be fed into it because they are unconscious of the demise. They don't even realize. I would sit there, and I'm thinking to myself, man, like, this is so sad. Like, wow. And I felt like this little poodle, this little dog with her tail between her legs, and I wouldn't say anything, and I figured that was a loving thing to do, right? I was just walking in love, and I'm like, okay, you know, forgive them. And I wasn't angry. I was just like, why? Like, whoa. And even though at that moment I'm realizing that, yes, yin and yang and yada, 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 then I had to check myself. Or should I say I was awakened to this clarity. Why are you sleeping on this passively? Why are you just, like, embracing it? I'm, like, waddling in it. Oh, 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 no. Stand up and be courageous in this situation. You don't have to go and curse somebody out. Let me tell you something. Your mind is so powerful. You can say some things. Let me tell you, you can talk. You can be in your mind and visualize peace in the room, visualize the energy shifting in a positive way. And as they're doing what they're doing, yes, you smile. And it may hurt, but you smile. And you visualize the scenario differently. Start off by first praying this prayer, because at first you might say, I ain't visualizing crap. I can't even see this. I want to strangle this person or whatever. Okay. I appreciate that there are some people that's where you are in your life. You know, that's what you're feeling like. You're like, let's keep it real. you know? Somebody sits up and laughs at you in your face, and you know they're laughing and they're talking out. Not you don't even, you don't have to assume. They're doing it out loud. What do you do to that, okay? Some people would say you would just talk them. I would say, this is what you do. I called myself walking in love, but then I realized with the knowledge that I have of the power of the mind and who we are, the fact that they just don't understand that we are all one spirit having a human experience, and unfortunately they are unconscious of this. Who am I to even, how can you beat someone down that is handicapped? Right now they're experiencing a handicap. So I have to, yes, walk in love, but then also I'm going to help them. I'm going to see them in a positive way, and I'm also going to send back to them peace and love. My energy, I'm going to let my mind and my perspective be, okay, inhale and exhale and put it out there, right their way. They don't even have to know. But I'm sitting across the table, and I am experiencing a transformation mentally. My mind says it. They don't even know. And then you know what will happen, and I'm going to have to come back, and I'll be telling you guys the testimony. I know what's going to happen. Because I've seen in different scenarios the reversal process, how things happen eventually, come together, how things come together. They're going to come back one by one by one. I'm going to see them, and they're going to come to my office and say, hey, you know, hey, Doc, you know, and they'll begin to confess, don't even know why. That's the power that you have, the power that you have. And when you use it in a favorable manner with the understanding of compassion and love, great things come to you. And get this. How about this? The yin and the yang of light itself. That's why some people that could be so negative out there, like that young lady, she is powerful. The person I'm speaking, they're very powerful. And they sit there and they create this fuel, this negative energy. And as they fuel it, people get on board, and it's amazing how the power works. So when I see it, I'm thinking, whoa. This is like right before my eyes and very clear. So don't sleep on your haters. They're powerful too, because we're all powerful. They're just choosing to use it in a different manner. And why? Because they are unconscious of their truth, and the truth that to walk in love is so much more favorable than to walk in hate. To walk in love will give them definitely a longevity of life. To walk in love will cause for that dream that they want to really come to pass. To walk in love will truly give them the opportunity to experience living a life of true purpose and never, ever, ever forsaking that. That's what walking in love will do. But when you use your power negatively, then what you are doing, first of all, is you're causing for your lifespan, your experience here, because we're all having a human experience for a season. I mean, come on. And, you know, if we live to be 200, you get what I'm saying. That's very short in terms of a lifespan, okay? So let's not get so caught up in all the external things of life, because it's only temporal. It really is. But while we're here, there's a purpose in which our soul chose for us to come here and to be present, to grace everyone with our presence, and to have a phenomenal experience, and then pass on back the spirit and choose if we do it again, we do it again. If not, we won't. That's just the way it is. And isn't that so much better than thinking that life is this end-all, like at the end you're just going to end, and some people are just going to be damned somewhere? It's a very, very, very powerful thing to realize that. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Listen, we're going to take a brief break, and then we're going to be right back after the break. And I'm so happy. Remember, your haters. Okay, that was not supposed to go up right there. Okay, we're going to start that over again. But we are talking about how to shift the negative energy. And we're talking about loving on those haters. When I come back, we're going to get more in depth on how to love that hater, how to really love and sincerely have compassion towards the experience and the negative energy that you may be embodied in. It's not you. It's not you. It's not for you to hold on to. Let's just say that. Because we also are yin and yang, okay? That's another subject. We are also yin and yang. Yes, 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 yes. And that's what makes us the very favorable spirit being that we are. We'll be right back after this. I hope you're enjoying this. And you got to listen to this one again because, honey, you need it in life, especially if you think that you're going to that next plateau in your life. You've got to hear this and share it. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you guys. This is Dawn Robinson from Men Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose Movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people, and it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this, and yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life, and I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
My little rhythm. Oh, I love that song. That's Capelli. And listen, I want to thank Starbucks here in Royal Oak for their space. I am surrounded by a group of people that are also enjoying the show, and I want to thank everyone over in the chat room that's listening and giving your love. Thank you. I don't know how to spell it, but it's Gabar, Gabar or Sugar. I think it is. She's been a great listener. I want to thank you, sweetheart, for your presence in the chat room. Also, Mr. Rob, photographer, and those who are listening on board. So, listen, we were talking about the haters. For those of you, she said Georgia Brown Sugar. That's who it is. Thank you, sweetheart. Mom, kisses and love to you. Now, we are going to talk about just loving the hater, okay, and loving the hater or loving, coming to love and appreciate even the negative situation that you may be in, or let's just say the not-so-favorable circumstance that you're in. I want you to love it. Send it great love. Now, listen here. When you are in the situation, for example, when I was given that example, that maybe gory example of releasing the toxins in the restroom, when you are releasing the toxins in the restroom, that is something that you are, you can love it. You can love to have a great passing, if you would, okay? And it's okay when you love it. You love that you are consistently going to the restroom. It's a toxic situation, but you are loving it, okay? In life, once you realize and understand that life is a yin and a yang and it's just a process that you are going through, you can appreciate it. You don't have to stand in the bathroom, if you would, or sit in the bathroom, if you would, for hours fighting the natural process of the passing of the toxin. Now, listen to what I say, the passing of it. In our life, sometimes we want to fight the process that is. We want to get in the bed with it, stay in the corridor with it, if you would, and instead of allowing it to pass through the corridor of our life, imagine a small hall or a hall that is extremely narrow, and you could barely pass it yourself, and someone is coming the opposite direction head on to you, and it's so tight that you can barely move over to allow for them to come through. Now imagine you, instead of letting that person pass, you stand there and you wrestle with it, and you wrestle with them, and you tell them, why are you here? Why are you? You're having too much contact with the person. The person just wants to get by. But you're upset because they're passing through your tight situation. You're upset because you lost a house and how dare you be in that situation. You're tight because your husband left you, your wife left you, and it's in a tight situation. How dare they do this to you in your life because you did not have time for this, right? It's a tight situation for you. Instead of allowing for a situation to look at a situation from the perspective of, What am I to experience in this moment now? Embracing that experience, accepting it, allowing for you to have whatever experience it is. Yes, maybe you're crying. Maybe you have an experience of depression. It doesn't mean that it becomes your innate nature, that it becomes you and it is your character now. Now you are labeled as the depressed person. Now you're labeled as the manic depressed person just because depression was at that time to present an opportunity of experience for you. You decided to fight with it in that corridor of your life. You decided not to let it go when all it wanted to do was pass. I can just imagine if they had a movie. Now, I shouldn't say something. I said something the other 2-3 months ago. I put it out there on this network and another network, on my own network, TruePurposeRadio.com, and I said it on media here, right here in Detroit. And I made a claim that we're going, Battle for Opportunities Group is going to be putting together a seminar for young boys. And this particular type of thing I said, I'm not even going to say it again because I'm just not going to say it again because we are in the process. And until our paperwork is released, I'm not going to say it. But a major celebrity who had just come from Detroit, the dude must have been here when I said it, and I was on Radio 1 when I said it, must have been here and heard it, or maybe he heard it from the network. Who knows? You know, people listen to us. You know, this is a live network. So anyway, yeah. So what I forgot why I even said that, but I'm going to go back to my point. Don't wrestle with things in the corridor of your life. Allow it to pass. Let it go. Okay? Like, I need to let that situation go, right? Okay, yeah, let me eat my own words. So I'm going to let it go. I'm letting it go, and whatever is for you is for you, and you have to go forth and do what you have to do and do what you must do, what your soul is yearning for you to do. When you don't, you cause for your soul to be very upset, and thus then you're upset, and then your body starts to break down, illnesses start to come about, all because you simply either didn't let go or you didn't follow your soul's true purpose. You just didn't do it. That's not the case. We're not going to be mad at the situation. Because if you want to go to experience a life of total fulfillment, the valley is the process and it is a necessity. It is just a part of the traveling. We're on the road. We're not saying, oh, darn it, it rained. It's a whole storm. You're on your way from one point, say from Detroit to California. And on the road, I cross a storm. I cross a state that has a storm. Do I stay there the whole 2 weeks, or do I allow for the thing to pass and then I continue? Do I cut my trip and say, oh, doggone it, I think I'm going back? No, it's just a storm. See, we have to, when we look and understand that things are just a process, and unfortunately, most of us, just for now, are living in a very unconscious state. Therefore, we don't realize as a people the essence of who we are, the power that we have, the yin and the yang of our own lives. We're taught that the yang, if you would, the off switch. Okay, imagine that, okay? If your light didn't turn on and off, then your light was broke. Your light is broke. You're going to have to call an electrician because it doesn't work anymore. Right? If your battery didn't have a positive and a negative charger, then it wouldn't work, and you'd have to buy a new battery. If you didn't have the haters, then what? What are you doing? You probably aren't doing anything. If the yin and the yang didn't happen, take place in your life, then life isn't moving. You're not moving. You're not moving. When you're moving on up, right, when you're moving on up, there's some yin and yang taking place, baby. And the higher up you get, the more yang you get. So listen here. When you are dealing with the haters and all of these experiences or the negative experiences, I want you to begin to embrace where you are. This is how you shift that energy where it's not going to become a situation of harm to your physical body. Because as you're having this human experience, although you be very powerful as spirit, you need your body to function so that you can move around. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes, you needed to move around. I've got a young lady I'm going to have on the show. Her name is Pauline Victoria. And Pauline Victoria, you can look her up. She's one of my platinum speakers, sisters. She has, I should say, no arms, no legs. No arms and no legs. Yeah, you heard me right. With this, when I met her at a speaking venue in California a few years ago. And at this speaking venue, I promise you, I didn't even almost realize that she was, like, no arms and legs because of her energy, because of how she embraced the room. Her energy was so powerful, you could feel her from across the room, okay? That's what I invite people to do. When you know, don't God me to death. You know, people, God. But then the energy that is coming off of you that you're allowing to come off of your space, and God in the sense of what we talk about as love, but understand it's yin and yang, let's understand that. So when we talk about that, you know, a lot of times we're not embracing who we really are, and we're not walking in that love. Okay, so listen, my point was this, when you can be felt, and that energy is warming and people can feel your presence in a very positive way, that's when you know you're on point. You don't have to talk about it too much because you are that. That is your responsibility. That's all of our responsibility, to be about it. About it, about it. Have you ever heard that before? That's what we have to be. So listen, she has no arms, legs. And when I met her, oh, sweet, sweet, sweet young woman from Hawaii. We became friends, and she even became on the board of Bountiful Opportunities Group. This woman is amazing. There's times when I've been on the phone with her, and as I'm talking to her, she'll say, hold on a minute, I've got to get the other line, or hold on a minute, my husband's on the phone, I've got to go pick up my son. Hello? Remember what I said? When you don't have that yang in your life, the yin and the yang, you aren't moving, baby. We look at that, and when somebody would say about no arms and legs, we would look at that and say, are you kidding me? I probably would just lie down and die. Not Pauline. Not Pauline Victoria. She is living, traveling, going around the world, and considering that she has no adversity, but rather this is her life, her process. She has birthed a child. She has raised, I believe, 3 stepdaughters. She has a beautiful husband and family. Yeah. Hello. No arms, no legs. And she said to me one day, and it wasn't until a few years ago that she really embraced it. Her true purpose was to help people with disabilities. You hear that? Because she didn't think, she said, I didn't think I was disabled, so I didn't feel that applied to me. I remember when I was in a room with my good friend, Les Brown, and our Les Brown family, and we were all sitting there. Les was kind of testing us and was giving us some interviews, and we were interviewing one another. And he asked her this question. He said, Pauline, how do you deal with struggle? You know what Pauline said? After a long pause and a big silence in the room, Pauline said, I don't know. I don't really have any struggles. Hello? Did you hear what I said? She didn't know because she doesn't have any. So what are we waiting on? Why are we fighting life's process? If you've been given it, if you've been given the adversity, embrace it, but don't adopt it. Don't make it like, oh, God, I must remain in this corridor forever. I could just imagine that if we put, like, names to all this, like people in a movie. Could you imagine depression walking through a corridor and just wanting to get by, just wanting to pass by? And you take it and you hold on to it and you grab it and you wrestle it to the floor. You're like, no. I can imagine depression getting up and saying, you know what,
I'm out of here. And when you finally let depression go, it says, geez, man. And he goes to all of his other friends and say, can you believe that, man? I just was trying to walk down past through that hall there. And, man, the lady took me and knocked me down to the floor. And, man, geez. So we have to laugh at this stuff, I'm telling you, because it is just a process. Life offers us choices, opportunities that will allow for us to experience life and all of its profound results that will take us to that level that we have been strongly anticipating, right? Wondering why we can't get there and when is it going to be here? And most of it, most of the stagnation or the reason that we're stagnated, it's because of how we have viewed the valley, how we have viewed where we are, how our perspective is about our situation, how we hold on to it like we're trying to marry the thing. And it's just an experience that we're to experience and let go, however it presents itself. So I want you to invite you to always remember, before you go bellyaching, before you get upset with the hater, before you go and blow somebody's jaw out, I want you to first sit back, realize. First, I want you to breathe. I want you to take inhale, exhale three times. I want you to breathe. Okay, there's power in that. You're awakening the spirit. And then after you breathe, I want you to say, why? What am I to experience in this moment now? Understand that there's only compassion to have for the hater because they don't get it. Come on. They don't realize that they're going to go through something even more traumatic, more than likely, and you'll be able to see it. But it's not for you to say, I told you so, but also for you, for them to have seen how you acted when they treated you like they did, and then they also see that it's your opportunity to treat them like that, but rather you don't. That's what that opportunity is for. And that's life. It's the revolving cycle, the yin and the yang of life. If we decide to really embrace what we are in this human experience, the reason that we were created, we talk about God, but I always tell people, stop patronizing the God you say that you serve by not activating the power that was given to you. It gave you everything. You are in its likeness. Act like it. Embrace it. Love it. And you can love those things that you could very well hate when you understand the truth about it. Did you hear what I said? And I would love to repeat what I just said, but guess what? That came completely from my spiritual intuition. So I can't even repeat it exactly how I said it, but you heard me. Yes, you did. But let's try to bring this out again. You can love those things that you could, there it is, can love those things that you can love those things that you very well could hate when you understand the truth about it. There it is. I'm going to have to put that on my Facebook because that is good. Okay, so listen. I love every last one of you. This show goes so fast. I'm so glad we had this time together. See, I don't care what they say. I am definitely fit to be singing for Karen White out in the background. I mean, forget what Jay's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Who knows what Jay's talking about? Listen, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today because tonight it's on and popping again on TruePurposeRadio.com with myself and Momo B. Momo B, we do the second top of the hour at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We come on at 8 p.m. Eastern on TruePurposeRadio.com. And it's the True Purpose Development Show. And at 9 p.m. Eastern, it's Keeping It Real with the Doc and Momo B, where we do keep it real. And, honey, we talk about some fear thing, right? Yes, we do. So tonight's going to be really, really good and hot. So I want you to turn your dial to that. Don't forget, you can always listen to me every day. I know, I talk a lot, right? But you can always download Princess Adelia. You can do Dr. Princess Adelia or just Princess Adelia on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and make me one of your iTunes favorites. Give some comments there. That would go a long way if you would like for the word to be just given so many places. And then also, I want you to visit TransformingDetroitTV.com because the show that airs here in all of Michigan and all of Canada, Transforming Detroit TV, where in which it is a catalyst for global transformation, that show airs every week on Sunday, Channel 38. Well, let's just say your WADL channel. Some, it may be Channel 38, Channel 14, Channel 7, depending on what networks you have. That's each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you to miss it. We've been getting rave reviews, and I'm so happy because it is designed to help inspire, empower, educate, and also entertain. We've got some great people coming up, Congressman Conyers, L.J. Reynolds, Dwayne Parham. We just finished the series with Gail Berry Mason and Dr. Rowe from the Dr. Oz Show, who have flown in to be on the show. Just phenomenal. So when you watch TransformingDetroitTV.com, that's where you'll find the shows after they've aired on WADL. Wow, that's my gift to you. I love every last one of you.
Well, I trust that you enjoyed the show tonight. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to download, listen, and share on your iPods and iTunes, as well as follow me here on BTR, Facebook, and Twitter, LinkedIn as well. Additionally, follow BG True Purpose on Twitter and the Global World Food True Purpose Movement on Facebook. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia, your talk show host, executive producer for the True Purpose Development Show, your True Purpose Life Coach here each week with a mission and purpose to help you step by step to fruition to realize your life's true purpose, a life of total fulfillment in mind, body, soul, and spirit, which is what you are. Have a great and fantastic week. I love you all.